All right, so we're diving deep into EV adoption in the US today. And get this, we're going way deeper than the usual green is good story. We've got this briefing here analyzing what people are actually concerned about. It pulls from a bunch of sources, but it gets interesting because it leans on some skeptical articles from the Daily Caller News Foundation and the Washington Times. So, yeah, buckle up.
What I find fascinating here is we're kind of bypassing all that hype and
Right.
getting into the real nitty-gritty potential downsides. So like rushing this whole EV thing, real-world stuff, you know, implications for consumers and for policies and
Exactly. And we're looking at multiple viewpoints. So, you know, we're getting the full picture here. You might think you've got this whole EV thing figured out, but the data and even moves by some big car companies, they tell a different story.
It's not just about the shiny new tech, but also like all the economic and social and even political gears that are turning behind the scenes.
Okay, let's unpack this, starting with a stat that might make you do a double take. A McKinsey study found almost half of EV owners are thinking about going back to gas or diesel. That's huge, right? Almost like buyer's remorse on a national scale.
Yeah, and it's not just a few folks griping online either. A Gallup poll shows fewer Americans are considering EV purchases compared to just last year. So that points to a real shift in how people are feeling about this. I wonder what's behind that.
Well, let's talk about the elephant in the garage, the price tag. The average EV in the first quarter of 2024, a whopping $53,048. Now compare that to a regular car clocking in at $35,722. That's a difference that might make anyone reconsider.
Yeah, and even with that $7,500 tax credit, it's still a big difference. But here's the real kicker. Depreciation on EVs is brutal. You could be talking about losing on average $43,515 over 5 years
Yeah.
versus $27,883 for a gas car.
Wait, why is the depreciation so much worse?
Battery replacements. Those things can cost anywhere from $7,000 to a staggering $30,000.
Ouch. Oh. Expensive to buy, expensive to maintain. And then there's that whole range anxiety thing. Especially for road trips, that fear of running out of juice is real. And let's not forget winter. Batteries don't exactly love the cold.
You know, despite billions of dollars poured into charging infrastructure, things are lagging behind. That big 2021 infrastructure bill promised thousands of new charging stations. Guess how many were built as of April this year? Seven. Just seven. It really makes you wonder if the push for mass adoption is outpacing our ability to actually support it.
It's like trying to run a marathon without proper training. Are we setting ourselves up for a stumble?
And you know, if we connect this to the even bigger picture, it's not just about charging stations. The entire power grid is under more and more strain. For years, electricity demand in the U.S. was pretty stable, but lately it's been booming.
Whoa, what's driving that spike in demand?
Data centers. You know those massive server farms that power the internet? And the rise of artificial intelligence, they are huge energy hogs. And that demand is only projected to grow. Now, add millions of EVs needing to charge every night. Doesn't exactly paint a rosy picture.
And haven't we already been hearing about potential power shortages this winter, even without all those EVs plugged in?
Right, and that raises another question. Are EVs really as green as everyone says? This IER study we have casts some serious doubt on that whole EVs are eco-friendly story.
It seems like it's not as simple as electric good, gas bad. What's the IER study saying? What are we missing here?
Well, take tire wear, for example. EVs are heavy because of those massive batteries. Heavier car means heavier tires, and heavier tires wear out faster, which leads to more emissions. One study actually found that a Tesla Model Y creates 26% more tire emissions than a comparable hybrid.
Hold on, more emissions from a Tesla than a hybrid? That's surprising.
It is. And don't forget about the environmental impact of mining all those materials for EV batteries. We're talking about some serious consequences, like toxic waste. So that pristine green halo around EVs might be a bit tarnished when you look closer.
So maybe EVs aren't the perfect solution they're often made out to be. What's the market saying about all of this?
Well, EV sales growth is slowing down. Big names like Ford, GM, and Mercedes are actually scaling back their EV plans. Remember when Hertz bought all those EVs?
Yeah.
Well, they're selling a bunch of them off now because it wasn't working out as they'd hoped.
It's almost like the market itself is pumping the brakes, even as policymakers are pushing full speed ahead.
Exactly. It feels like a real disconnect between what's being pushed and what's happening in the real world. And speaking of disconnect, let's not forget the political tug of war over EVs. We've got former President Trump calling for an end to EV mandates, putting consumer choice front and center. It's clear this isn't just about the cars themselves, but also about ideology and the role of government.
It definitely feels like more than just a debate about technology, right? It's tapping into deeper beliefs and values. And the market seems to be mirroring that complexity, sending these mixed signals about how ready we are for a full EV takeover. So we've gone from those surprising stats about EV owners going back to gas, to these sky-high costs and infrastructure headaches, to environmental concerns and this political battleground. It's a lot to unpack.
It is, but that's the point of this deep dive, right? To go beyond the headlines and really understand what's going on with EV adoption in the U.S., because there's clearly a lot more to this story than meets the eye.
Okay, so we've dug into a lot of the challenges and complexities surrounding EVs, but before we get too doom and gloom, let's shift gears a bit. What about solutions? Are there other paths to a cleaner transportation future? What are our options if EVs aren't the silver bullet?
That's where it gets really interesting. Instead of putting all our eggs in the EV basket, what if we considered a more diverse range of solutions, a wider lens, if you will?
I'm all for expanding our horizons. What are we talking about here?
Well, first off, let's not write off good old-fashioned public transportation. Imagine investing in efficient and reliable bus and rail systems that actually make people want to use them. That could really reduce our reliance on personal cars, electric or not.
You're right. And I think making public transit more appealing could be a game changer, especially in cities. But what about fueling those vehicles? We're trying to get away from fossil fuels after all.
Right. And that brings us to the world of alternative fuels. We've got biofuels, hydrogen fuel cells, even synthetic fuels made from renewable energy. These have the potential to power vehicles without all the baggage that comes with giant battery packs.
Okay, so we're talking about options that sidestep some of the EV challenges, right?
Exactly. And let's not underestimate the power of good old-fashioned innovation. Who knows what's just around the corner? We might be surprised by what comes next.
I love the optimism. But let's be real. This sounds great in theory. But how feasible is it? Can we really move away from this laser focus on EVs to a broader, more sustainable transportation system?
It definitely won't be easy. Right. We need a shift in mindset. From this narrow focus on EVs to a wider vision of a truly sustainable transportation ecosystem. And that includes not just technology, but also infrastructure, smart policies, and educating people about their choices.
So a multifaceted approach. It's a big challenge, but it feels like a challenge worth taking on.
Absolutely. And with the right approach, I'm confident we can figure it out. We just need to be open to exploring all the possibilities, rather than putting all our chips on one bet. So let's break it down. What are some concrete steps we can take to move towards this more diverse and sustainable transportation future?
Let's get practical. Where do we start? What can we actually do to make this happen?
Well, first off, we need to spread the love when it comes to funding research and development. Let's support a range of clean transportation technologies, not just EVs. Biofuels, hydrogen, and other promising alternatives all deserve a fair shot.
So diversifying our research portfolio, right? Hedging our bets, so to speak.
Exactly. We don't need to pick a winner right now. Let's explore all the options and see what truly has the potential to transform transportation. But while we're looking to the future, let's not forget about the present.
You're talking about our existing infrastructure, right?
Right. We need to give public transit systems a much-needed upgrade, making them more efficient, reliable, and accessible to more people.
Makes sense. But we can't talk infrastructure without mentioning charging stations. Even if we embrace a more diverse approach, there will still be folks choosing EVs, right?
Of course. And those folks need to be able to charge their cars without breaking the bank or getting stranded. Strategic investment in charging infrastructure is essential. We need to prioritize high traffic areas, major highways, and places where people naturally gather.
So think strategically about where those chargers will make the biggest impact.
Precisely. But let's not stop at the physical infrastructure. We also need to think about the digital side of things. Think apps and platforms that make finding charging stations, comparing prices, and paying for charging as easy as ordering a pizza.
Love it. Making EVs user-friendly is key. But beyond the tech itself, what about just helping people understand all of this?
You're talking about education. We need to make sure people actually know about all their transportation options, not just the ones that get the most hype. Let's help people understand the pros and cons, the costs, the environmental impacts, so they can make choices that align with their values and needs.
So empower people with information, not just slogans, right?
Exactly. It's about creating a transparent and accessible marketplace where consumers can choose from a variety of sustainable options, not just the one that's being pushed the hardest.
This is starting to paint a much more optimistic picture than where we began.
And as technology evolves and people's needs change, this marketplace will naturally adapt and grow. It's a dynamic and exciting vision for the future, one that's far more likely to succeed than a forced march towards any single technology.
It definitely feels more balanced and ultimately more realistic, but let's be real, this transition won't happen overnight, right?
Of course not. We're talking about a fundamental shift in how we think about transportation. It will take time, investment, and collaboration across all sectors.
A long-term play, but with the potential to pay off in a big way for everyone. But let's get even more specific here. What does this mean for our listener? What can they do to be a part of this change? How can they make a difference in their own lives?
That's a great question. It's something we'll explore in more detail right after this. Quick.
Wait, no breaks on this deep dive. Let's keep the momentum going. What can our listener do right now to get involved?
All right, I love the enthusiasm. So you're listening to this and thinking, great, all these big ideas. What can I do? Well, first off, remember what we said about knowledge being power. Don't stop with this deep dive. Keep learning about the pros and cons of different transportation options. The more you understand, the better choices you can make.
So step one, stay curious. Got it. But what about actions? What can our listener actually do differently?
Start small. Think about using public transportation more often, even if it's just once a week. Walk or bike for short trips. It's good for the planet and your health.
Those are great everyday changes, but what about bigger decisions like buying a car?
When you're ready for a new ride, do your research. Don't just go with what's trending. Think about what you need, your budget, and the environmental impact of your choice. Maybe a hybrid or a super fuel-efficient gas car is a better fit than an EV right now. Or perhaps you can hold off on buying altogether and explore car-sharing services.
It's about finding the solution that fits your life, not just following the crowd.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of your voice. Talk to your friends and family about these issues. Share what you're learning. Contact your elected officials and let them know you support policies that promote sustainable transportation.
Because ultimately, it's the collective voice of the people that drives real change.
Absolutely. And remember, this isn't just about EVs or gas cars. It's about creating a transportation system that's sustainable, equitable, and works for everyone.
So as you go about your day, think about the choices you're making and the future you're helping to create. Every little action, every informed decision brings us closer to a brighter, more sustainable tomorrow.
And that, my friend, is the power of the deep dive. We take you beneath the surface, give you the knowledge, and empower you to make a difference.
That's a fantastic note to wrap up this part of our exploration. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the complex world of EV adoption. We'll be back soon to continue this conversation, but for now, remember, the future of transportation is in our hands. Let's make it a good one.
So we've kind of established that a forced rapid transition to EVs might not be the smoothest ride. It's like they say, trying to force a square peg in a round hole. But what if instead of this all-or-nothing approach, we broadened our perspective a bit?
Now, that's where it gets really interesting. Instead of putting all our eggs in the EV basket, what if we looked at a wider range of clean transportation options? Like, what if there's a whole menu of solutions out there just waiting to be explored?
Exactly. A more diversified approach could be the key to a truly sustainable future, one that's more resilient and adaptable.
Okay, so what are we talking about here? Give me some examples.
Well, for starters, let's not forget about good old-fashioned public transportation. Investing in, like, efficient and reliable bus and rail systems could really significantly reduce our reliance on personal vehicles, electric or otherwise.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. I think sometimes we get so caught up in the hype of new technology that we forget about the solutions that are already right in front of us. Upgrading and expanding public transit, that could be a real game changer, especially in densely populated areas.
Absolutely. And speaking of game changers, let's dive into the exciting world of alternative fuels. Think biofuels, hydrogen fuel cells, even synthetic fuels derived from renewable energy sources. These technologies have the potential to power vehicles without the need for massive battery packs and all the associated challenges that we discussed earlier.
So we're talking about bypassing the whole battery issue altogether, right? That could be huge, especially when it comes to things like cost and environmental impact.
That's right. And let's not underestimate the power of good old-fashioned innovation. Who knows what groundbreaking technologies are just around the corner? The future of transportation can look very different from what we imagine today.
Maybe we'll have flying cars powered by sunshine. Okay, maybe not that soon. But you get the idea. The point is, by focusing on a wider range of solutions, we can create a more resilient and adaptable transportation system, one that's less vulnerable to the limitations of any single technology.
Exactly. It's about having a diverse toolbox.
Yeah.
Not just relying on one tool to do everything. And let's not forget about the importance of consumer choice. People should have the freedom to choose the transportation options that best fit their needs and lifestyles.
Right, it's not about forcing everyone into the same mold, but rather creating a system where different options can thrive and people can choose what works best for them.
Absolutely. A top-down, one-size-fits-all approach is unlikely to succeed. We need to create a marketplace where different technologies can compete, and consumers can make informed decisions based on their individual circumstances.
So instead of a mandate, we create a menu of sustainable transportation options, each with its own pros and cons, and let the market decide what works best.
That's the idea. Mm. It's about empowering consumers, not dictating their choices. Now, I know what you might be thinking. This all sounds great in theory, but is it actually feasible?
Yeah, I was just about to ask that. It's one thing to talk about these idealistic solutions, but how do we actually make them happen in the real world?
Well, it won't be easy, that's for sure. But I believe it's essential. We need to shift our mindset from this narrow focus on EVs to a broader vision of a sustainable transportation ecosystem.
Okay, so how do we do that? How do we actually shift that mindset and make this vision a reality?
Well, first and foremost, we need to invest in research and development across a range of clean transportation technologies, not just EVs, but also biofuels, hydrogen, and other promising alternatives.
So spread the funding love a bit, right? Don't put all our eggs in one basket, but rather diversify our research portfolio.
Exactly. Let's not prematurely crown a winner. We need to explore all the options and see what works best in different contexts.
And while we're at it, let's not forget about improving our existing transportation infrastructure. Upgrading public transit systems, making them more efficient and reliable, and expanding their reach, especially in areas that are underserved.
Absolutely. We need to make public transportation a viable and attractive option for more people, not just a last resort.
And speaking of infrastructure, we can't forget about charging stations. Even if we embrace a more diverse approach, there will still be people who choose EVs. We need to make sure those folks can charge their cars without hassle.
Right. Strategic investment in charging infrastructure is crucial, but let's do it smartly. Focus on high traffic areas along major highways and in places where people naturally congregate, like shopping malls or entertainment districts.
So prioritize those locations where charging stations will get the most use. No need to put a charger on every street corner just yet.
Exactly. Let's be strategic and focus on maximizing impact. But physical infrastructure is only part of the equation. We also need to think about the digital side of things.
You're talking about making EVs easier to use, right?
Exactly. Think apps and platforms that make it easy to find charging stations, compare prices, and pay for charging. Seamless and user-friendly experiences are key to encouraging wider adoption.
It's like taking all the convenience we've come to expect from our smartphones and applying it to the world of electric vehicles.
That's a great way to put it. But technology can only take us so far. We also need good old-fashioned education.
You mean making sure people actually understand their options, right?
Precisely. We need to inform consumers about the full range of transportation options available, their pros and cons, and how to choose the best fit for their needs. Let's empower consumers with knowledge, not just marketing slogans.
So it's about transparency and giving people the information they need to make informed decisions.
Exactly. It's about creating a marketplace where consumers can choose from a variety of sustainable transportation options based on their individual needs and values.
This is starting to sound like a much more holistic and realistic approach to transportation than just focusing on EVs.
It is. And as technology evolves and consumer preferences shift, this marketplace will naturally adapt and evolve as well. It's a dynamic and exciting vision of the future.
It definitely feels more dynamic and adaptable than just pushing one solution. But let's be realistic here. This transition, even with a more diverse approach, won't happen overnight.
Of course not. It will take time, investment, and collaboration across multiple sectors.
But I'm optimistic. If we can shift our mindset from this narrow focus on EVs to a broader vision of a truly sustainable transportation ecosystem, I believe we can create a future where mobility is clean, efficient, and accessible for everyone.
I share your optimism. And I believe that by embracing diversity, innovation, and consumer choice, we can pave the way for a brighter and more sustainable future of transportation.
All right, so we've laid out a vision for a more diverse and sustainable transportation future. But what does this actually mean for you, the listener? What can you do to be part of this change?
That's a great question. And it's something we'll delve into right after.
Wait a minute. You're not going to leave our listener hanging, are you? We've got to tell them how they can get involved right now.
You're right. We can't leave them with just a bunch of big ideas and no way to act on them. So let's talk about what you can do right here, right now, to be a part of this transportation revolution.
All right, let's empower our listener. What's the first step they can take?
We remember what we said about knowledge being power. Don't stop with this deep dive. Keep learning about the pros and cons of different transportation options.
So stay curious, keep digging, and don't be afraid to challenge the status quo.
Exactly. The more informed you are, the better choices you can make. But knowledge is only part of the equation. We also need action.
Okay, so what can our listener do differently in their everyday life? What are some simple changes they can make right now?
Start small. Think about using public transportation more often, even if it's just once a week. Walk or bike for short trips. It's good for the planet and your health.
Those are great ideas for everyday life. But what about bigger decisions, like buying a car?
When you're ready for a new ride, do your research. Don't just go with what's trending. Think about what you need, your budget, and the environmental impact of your choice. Maybe a hybrid or a super fuel-efficient gas car is a better fit than an EV right now. Or perhaps you can hold off on buying altogether and explore car sharing services.
So it's about finding the solution that fits your life, not just following the crowd.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of your voice. Talk to your friends and family about these issues. Share what you're learning. Contact your elected officials and let them know you support policies that promote sustainable transportation.
Because ultimately, it's the collective voice of the people that drives real change.
Absolutely. And remember, this isn't just about EVs or gas cars. It's about creating a transportation system that's sustainable, equitable, and works for everyone.
So as you go about your day, think about the choices you're making and the future you're helping to create. Every little action, every informed decision brings us closer to a brighter, more sustainable tomorrow.
And that, my friend, is the power of the deep dive. We take you beneath the surface, give you the knowledge, and empower you to make a difference.
That's a fantastic note to wrap up this part of our exploration. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the complex world of EV adoption. We'll be back soon to continue this conversation, but for now, remember, the future of transportation is in our hands. Let's make it a good one. So we've talked about this big, exciting vision of a transportation future that's not just about EVs. But you might be thinking, okay, this is great, but what does that actually look like for me in my day-to-day life? It's easy to feel kind of overwhelmed with these big systemic issues.
I hear you. It feels like you're just one person, right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Even with something as massive as transportation, your choices actually matter. Every decision you make, it's kind of like casting a vote for the kind of future that you want.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. Like casting a vote. So what are some votes we can cast with our everyday actions?
Well, we talked about staying informed, right? This deep dive. It's just a starting point. The more you understand about like the real pros and cons of all the different ways to get around, the better you'll be able to make decisions that really match up with your values.
Yeah, knowledge is power. But what about beyond just knowing stuff? What are some actual actions we can take?
You know, some of the simplest things can actually make a big difference.
Yeah.
What if you challenged yourself to use public transportation more often?
Right.
Even if it's just like once a week, it can add up. Or for those short trips, try walking or biking whenever you can. It's good for the planet and it's good for your health.
Those are great for everyday life. But what about when we're talking about bigger decisions, like buying a new car?
Oh yeah, that's a big one. And that's where all that knowledge you're gathering really comes in. Don't just jump on the latest trend or what everyone else is doing. Really think about what you need. Think about your budget and the environmental impact of your choices. Maybe a hybrid or even a super fuel efficient gas car is actually a better fit for you than jumping into an EV right now. Or, hey, maybe you don't need to buy a car at all. Have you considered car sharing services?
Yeah, it's about finding what works for you and your life, not just going with the flow.
Exactly. And another thing, don't underestimate the power of just talking about this stuff. You know, share what you're learning with your friends and family. Maybe spark some interesting conversations. And even better, reach out to your elected officials. Let them know you support policies that encourage all these different sustainable transportation options.
Because at the end of the day, it's us, the people, that have to drive this change.
Absolutely. And remember that big picture we talked about?
Yeah.
This isn't about EVs versus gas cars. It's about building a system that works for everyone. A sustainable system. Yeah. A fair system.
So as you go about your day, think about the choices you're making. Even the small ones, they all add up. Every action, every informed decision brings us closer to that future we talked about, where transportation is clean and efficient and something we can all feel good about.
And that's what the deep dive is all about. We take you beneath the surface,
yeah,
give you the knowledge to see things differently, and hopefully inspire you to go out there and make a difference.
That's a fantastic way to wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for joining us as we explored the complexities of EV adoption and that bigger picture of sustainable transportation. Remember, the future's in our hands. Let's make it a good one.